Hello and welcome to a new episode of our podcast series Job Inside. As always, with your host, Justus Jentsch. Today, our episode is all on the work-life balance, about its importance and how it can be achieved. To get a better insight into this topic, I invited a guest over to the studio for today. Her name is Annika Basi. She's an entrepreneur and owns her own company. Through her job as an entrepreneur and manager, she's confronted with this topic. Therefore, she shall be answering my question about it and will hopefully enlighten those of you who want to start a job soon or those of you who are planning to establish a company themselves. First of all, thank you for taking your time.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
The term work-life balance stands for a state in which the working life and the private life are in line with each other. This topic, as such, is getting more and more important nowadays. The burnout rates have been increasing severely in the last couple of years. To be precise, 115% in 10 years. Too many employees suffer from the consequences of overwork in form of mental health problems. This demonstrates that too many people don't have a work-life balance. Why do you think is a work-life balance so important?
Well, as you just implied, the relation between work-life and private life is in direct connection to the mental health. Those employees suffering from overwork, they often are in a bad mental state. When the line between work and private life fades, then that can become a real problem for many people. They're stressed, they're frustrated, they're exhausted, and most importantly, they don't have any time left in their life for private stuff, friends and family, for example. Especially when employees have a family, they often burden their family members by working too much and being in a bad mental state.
That seems plausible. I personally had a phase in my life where I couldn't draw a line between work life and private life. I worked all day and didn't even take time for myself to calm down a bit and relax. To be honest, that was a really tough time for me, so I can relate with everybody that is suffering from the consequences of overwork.
Yeah, and exactly that is the point why it's so important to me for my employees to be balanced out, so that work doesn't represent such a big factor in their life. If all of my employees would be stressed, frustrated, and exhausted all the time, then sooner or later they'd be suffering from mental health problems. These mental health problems might lead to a permanent absence of my employees. And of course, for me as the manager of the company, that would be a big problem. I want my employees to work good, but I also want them to enjoy their work, and that can only be achieved if their life is balanced out.
Yes, I see that point. And how exactly can this aspiration be achieved? What does it take for you as an employer?
In order to get my employees to that work-life balance, I need to know about their different needs as an individual. Every employee has its own private life, its own aspirations for the job, so it's really essential here to know more about their personal life. It's really about getting to know them better. Questions I ask them are, for example, what makes you stressed? What are your wishes? What would help you? And then we try to implement these wishes as good as possible. Of course, not everything they wish for is possible for the company to implement, but since it's in everybody's interest, we do our best. The measures we're taking anyways is, for example, the offer to work from home. Also, a long-term vacation and company spots so that we make contracts with fitness studios. And we also offer our employees flexible working hours.
Oh, for me that sounds like very relaxed work conditions. But especially in times of the pandemic, it gets really hard to draw a line between work and home. Due to the pandemic, a lot of people have to work from home. In which way do you think does this affect the goal of achieving a good work-life balance?
The pandemic, of course, is a big factor that affects our work life. Many of my employees had to work from home for a really long time. It became really hard for them to draw a line and save time for friends and family. When your work computer is in your home, then it always reminds you of work and what is still due. That causes the problem that you can't really get work out of your mind. Consequently, you're never really able to calm down.
Can you give us a little prospect into the future concerning the development of the work-life balance in companies?
I'm convinced that it is getting more and more important for companies to offer certain measures for work-life balance. The demographic change ensures that we have fewer young people on this planet. Employers need young people in order to innovate their companies and succeed. This is probably the reason why these offers have been increasing in the last couple of years. It is much more attractive for an employee to have these measures offered. That is the only way they can achieve a good work-life balance.
Thank you for that little prospect and for answering my question. So insightful. It was very interesting to listen to you.
Well, no problem. I really enjoyed being here and I hope I enlightened some of you out there. Goodbye and thank you.
See you next time.